2 Samuel chapter 6. David again gathered together all the chosen men of Israel, 30,000. David and all the people who were with him went to Baalah in Judah to bring up the Ark of God, which is called by the name, even the name of the Lord of hosts, who sits enthroned between the cherubim. They set the Ark of God on a new cart and brought it out of the house of Abinadab that was on the hill. Uzzah and Ahio, the sons of Abinadab, drove the new cart, carrying the Ark of God, and Ahio walked in front of the Ark. David and all the house of Israel were celebrating before the Lord with songs and all kinds of musical instruments, lyres, harps, tambourines, castanets, and cymbals. When they came to the threshing floor of Nacon, Uzzah reached out his hand to steady the Ark of God and grabbed hold of it because the oxen stumbled. But the anger of the Lord was kindled against Uzzah, and the Lord struck him down there for his irreverent act. He died there beside the Ark of God. David was angry because the Lord burst out on Uzzah, so he called that place Peretz Uzzah, burst out against Uzzah, to this day. Then David became afraid of the Lord that day. He said, "How will the Ark of the Lord ever come to me?" So David was unwilling to bring the Ark of the Lord to him into the city of David. Instead, he had it carried to the house of Obed-Edom the Gittite. The Ark of the Lord remained in the house of Obed-Edom the Gittite for 3 months. Now the Lord blessed Obed-Edom and all his house. It was reported to King David, "The Lord has blessed the house of Obed-Edom and all that belongs to him, because of the Ark of God." So David went there and brought up the Ark of God from the house of Obed-Edom to the city of David with joy. When those carrying the Ark of the Lord had gone 6 steps, David sacrificed an ox and a fattened calf. Then David danced before the Lord with all his might, wearing a priestly linen ephod. So David and all Israel brought up the Ark of the Lord with shouting and with the sound of the trumpet. As the Ark of the Lord entered the city of David, Michal, the daughter of Saul, looked out the window. When she saw King David leaping and dancing before the Lord, she despised him in her heart. They brought in the Ark of the Lord and set it in its proper place inside the tent David had pitched for it. Then David offered burnt offerings and peace offerings before the Lord. When David finished offering the burnt offering and peace offerings, he blessed the people in the name of the Lord of hosts. He gave to all the people, the whole multitude of Israel, both men and women, a loaf of bread, a date cake, and a cake of raisins. So all the people went, each one, to their own home. Then David himself returned to bless his household. Michal, the daughter of Saul, came out to meet David, sneering, "How glorious the king of Israel was today, shamelessly exposing himself in the eyes of the slave girls, just like any vulgar fool would do." Then David replied to Michal, "It was before the Lord who chose me instead of your father and anyone from his house to appoint me leader over the people of the Lord, Israel. So I will celebrate before the Lord. I will make myself even more shameful than this, and will be humiliated in my own eyes, but by these slave girls you mentioned, I will be held in honor." So Michal, the daughter of Saul, had no children to the day of her death.